It's time for today's daily devotional. This week, we're talking about being an ordinary warrior, fighting the good fight in everyday life. Scripture today comes from Ephesians 6, 13 through 17. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand an evil day. And having done all to stand firm, stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth and having put on. All right, now, let's talk about this. It's not a battlefield. It's a weekday. Think about it. Your alarm goes off. You're already tired. The belt of truth comes to front. It's before your feet actually hit the floor. Think about it. There's a thought that's whispering in your head. It's already saying you're behind because the alarm clock has gone off and you know you're running behind. All of a sudden, you feel like you're just not enough, that today is going to overwhelm you. But then truth answers in that. My identity is not in my productivity because I belong to Christ. His mercies are new this morning, and that's the belt going on. You reject the lie before it starts to shape your attitude for the day. Now, during the day, you may be scrolling social media. Someone in your age range may seem like they're more successful, more fit, more organized, but comparison knocks. So instead of spiraling, you remember that your worth isn't earned. It is secured in Christ, and you guard your heart from envy and insecurity. That's the breastplate in place for you. That's what's holding you up. Now, traffic is slow. You're sitting there. You're late. The red light just don't want to seem to turn. Somebody cuts you off while you're driving. Your flesh wants to react. Instead, you breathe. You choose calm. And you refuse to let irritation dictate your spirit because peace steadies your steps. And that's the gospel footwear that you wear. For your shield of faith, it's midday, an email has arrived, unexpected criticism. It feels so super personal right now, right? That thought follows you that you're failing, that you'll never measure up, and then faith lifts you up and says, God is still at work. One critic doesn't cancel his calling. The shield doesn't eliminate the arrow. It extinguishes that fire. By the afternoon, you're ready for the helmet of salvation because your fatigue has done set in and doubt has creeped in about your future, your purpose. And that helmet reminds you that your future is secure because your eternity is settled. And in this moment, that's not even the whole story. Your mind is protected from catastrophic thinking at that point. And then temptation appears. Maybe it's gossip in a conversation or water cooler deal. Maybe a compromise in integrity. Maybe an old habit may be calling your name today. Instead of negotiating that, you speak the truth out loud if you need to. That's not who I am. God is way better. Or no. Because those words cut through the moment. And what it really looks like in real life, there's no dramatic music for us. There's no visible enemy, just decisions. Choosing prayer instead of panic. Choosing restraint instead of reaction. Choosing integrity instead of convenience. And choosing forgiveness instead of bitterness. That's your armor. The armor for an ordinary day warrior. Doesn't make you look real impressive. It makes you stable and stability. Is powerful because the goal isn't to win applause, it's to stand. An ordinary warrior wears armor in traffic, in meetings, in kitchens, in hospitals, and even in your quiet living room. And most days, nobody else sees it. But you know what? Heaven does. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, take up the full armor that you have provided and clothe us in the truth when it lies trying to distract us. Guard our hearts with your righteousness when comparison or shame creeps in today. Steady our steps with your peace when pressure rises today. Lift our faith like a shield against fear, doubt, and accusation, and protect our mind with the assurance of our salvation. Place your word in my mouth so we can stand firm against any temptation that may arise and strengthen us for the ordinary battles that we may not see coming. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.